Today I want to reveal to you three forgotten ways to help the souls in purgatory. We're going to talk about that in today's video. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, this is the second video that I'm doing in this walking, talking style. I hope you like it. Now I've extended the selfie stick so you can get a little bit more of a glimpse of this nearby kind of lake by my house. So I made a video some time ago that talks about over 27 different ways that we can help the souls in purgatory. I'm going to try to link that at the very end, but I really want to focus on three different stories. And in fact, for the first way, I will talk about two bonus stories at the very end, so stick around to the end. But these are three forgotten ways that in the past were actually very common. During the pontificate of Pope Pius IX, there was a priest who was given his assignment letter, and in that assignment letter, he was told that he was going to be made a bishop. Now, when he got that bishop assignment letter, he, as should be, was totally disturbed and horrified. He wept, he cried, he tried to appeal to some of the superiors nearby. Then finally, he decided to just go straight to Rome and to appeal to Pope Pius IX and tell him, I cannot do this. I have a terrible memory. And then Pope Pius IX proceeded to tell him the most interesting story. He said, I too had issues with my memory, and I committed to praying the De Profundis prayer for the souls in purgatory every single day in exchange for a blessed memory. Now, he was known to have some of the best memory of any pope. He had, I think, the second longest reign. He did incredible things in his pontificate. I made actually a video about him. I call him kind of the Pope of Purgatory because the things that he did were incredible. That priest went consoled with that prayer. Now, what is the De Profundis prayer? It's De Profundis Clamavit Domine. Those are the first few words in Latin, and it means, from the depths, O Lord, I call to you. The De Profundis prayer is Psalm 130. Now, the Psalms are one of the most ancient ways of helping the souls in purgatory. And the De Profundis prayer is actually one of 15 different Psalms of Ascent. Now, there are 15 Psalms of Ascent. What are these? When the Jews would go on pilgrimage to Jerusalem, every year they would go on pilgrimage to the Passover. When you went up to Jerusalem, Jerusalem's on a hill, and most of their people kind of were from lower regions in Israel. So they literally were ascending up the mountain gradually until they finally arrived. And on the way, specifically as they got closer to Jerusalem, they prayed these 15 different psalms that talk about a pilgrim's journey. They talk about repentance. They talk about arriving at their destination. So in this sense, you could say that the Psalms of Ascent, or the pilgrim psalms, are very particular to the souls in purgatory. In fact, when you get to the psalm just after the 15 Psalms of Ascent, the very first words are hallelujah, which is sort of like implying we have arrived. And so these psalms kind of chronicle our journey to heaven. They chronicle our journey to Jerusalem, or to the heavenly Jerusalem, and especially in this case for the souls in purgatory. Now, you can also see that Jesus, on the way to the cross, that he would have been praying these psalms as well. Just there's 15 stations of the cross. If you include the station of the resurrection, there are 15 Psalms of Ascent. So there's some connection with these psalms and the stations of the cross. So the psalms are an ancient and powerful way that we can pray for the souls in purgatory, especially the De Profundis. Now, the second story relates that there was a priest that attended at the death of a very holy man. Sometime after his death, he appeared to his wife, and the dream was incredibly particular. He appeared dressed in rags and shivering cold, and she understood by the dream that he was in purgatory, but she was perplexed as to what it meant. So she went to the priest that attended at his death, and she described the details of the dream, and they were thinking and praying about it, understanding that, yes, he must be in purgatory. But what does this mean? Why is he dressed in rags? So they realized that what he was telling them is that they needed to do an act of charity or alms for the poor dressed in exactly that same way. They found a poor person that was dressed in rags, cold and shivering, and they helped them. They did an act of charity. And the next night she had a dream where her husband appeared to her shining and radiant and on his way to heaven. So we went from Psalms as one of the ancient ways of helping the souls in purgatory, of these biblical prayers, to alms, which is acts of charity. In fact, it was the case, this is sort of a bonus story, it was the case that Pope Benedict VIII appeared to one of his successors, and he said that he was in purgatory and that he needed a large amount of alms to be donated in his honor before he would be released. They actually did that, but it turned out that the money that they gave had been gotten in less than reputable ways, so they had to go again and donate another set of alms in his honor, and that it was specifically alms that he was seeking. So we know that masses and prayers and penances help the souls in purgatory, but many, many, many people have forgotten the reality that alms or acts of charity greatly help the souls in purgatory. Now, the last sort of ancient way and forgotten way that we can help the souls in purgatory is a little bit related to what I'm doing right now. So there was a woman that appeared to her niece, and she, in the dream, she appeared from purgatory, and she told her the following. She said, "Although I was devoted to the Blessed Mother during my life, it happened that at my death, I died in a state of mortal sin. But because of my previous devotion to Our Lady, I was granted the grace of dying with complete contrition in my heart. Now, since I died in contrition with my heart, I avoided hell. However, because of my state of mortal sin that I was in at the time of death, I deserved to go to purgatory." She appeared to her 17 years after her death, so she had been in purgatory now for 17 years. And finally, her angel had obtained for her the grace of coming to her niece to ask for prayers. Now, this is the prayers that she asked for. She asked her to do a pilgrimage to three separate shrines of Our Lady. Now, when you read some of the ancient accounts of the souls in purgatory asking for assistance, one of the things that they ask for is pilgrimages. Pilgrimages to holy sites, especially sites dedicated to Our Lady, to some particular saint or miracle, or to the souls in purgatory, because a lot of times pilgrimages can be penitential, they can be difficult, there's a lot of trial involved. We can offer masses at those shrines, we can offer special prayers, because sometimes there's things like privileged altars, or specific saints whose intercession we can ask. Pilgrimages are one way that we can atone for the sins of those in purgatory. So my friends, we should pray for the souls in purgatory. We should do our devotions. We should do the mass. But if you ever want different and ancient ways of praying for the souls in purgatory, pray the Psalms for them. Give alms for them. Go on pilgrimage for them. These are other beautiful ways that are part of our Catholic tradition that we can help the souls in purgatory. If this video has helped you in any way, please subscribe and like, support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. And again, let me know what you think about this walking, talking style. Does it sound better? Does it look better than the previous one? If it's something that you want me to keep going, especially because many of you live in colder areas, some of you are homebound. So this is a way for you to, so to speak, get out and look at the beautiful world. I'm here from sunny Texas. I'll see you in the next one.